Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jesus used the words light, darkness, bread, water, just simple illustrations that everybody could understand. The old that even the smallest and even the most unintelligent, let me put it that way, unintelligent person could understand what's being said. Turn that into what Paul is saying here. What does it value anybody if you speak and they have no idea what you're talking about? It's of no value. And that's the whole concept of what he's talking about here. Verse number 17. For if thou verily give thanks well, hey, that's well. But the other is not edified. In other words, the person giving thanks, you may, for yourself, you may feel good about it, but it ain't helping nobody. The other person have no idea what you're saying. Are you following what he's saying? Then I love this. I thank my God, and I speak with tongues more than ye all. Now, Paul was not bragging. He was just stating the fact. You have to keep in context, Paul was a missionary to the Gentiles. Paul would be able to travel to foreign lands, and he was able to speak their language. He did not have to go to language school to learn that language. I went to language school, me and Latrice, when we went to Kenya, Africa. Wouldn't it have been nice if the tongues was still in vogue today? And you wouldn't have to go to language. You would not have to learn the language. Paul didn't have language school back then. That's why he could speak with other tongues. God gave him the gift if he was with what other, he called them barbarians, which was an unknown language. Whatever place he was in, if God gave him that gift, he was able to share the gospel. And that's what he said. Listen, I thank God I could do that because God endowed me with this gift. And again, he wasn't bragging when he said, I speak more than you all. All right, verse number 19. Yet in church, I love this. I heard an amen when I read this verse. Yet in the assembly, when we're together, I'd rather speak five words with understanding that by my voice I might teach others also than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brothers and sisters, that is an awesome. Paul would rather speak only five words that you could understand than 10,000 words that you could not understand. Now, this is something I did a little bit of research again this week, that back then they didn't have the terms million, billion, trillion, quadrillion, godzillion, whatever those big numbers. And I looked that up under like Wikipedia or whatever. What do you call those numbers? Million, billion. I actually Googled. Don't Google it. Wait till you get home. Don't pull your phones out. I did this. What do you call million, billion, trillion, quadrillion, zillion, whatever? What do you call those numbers? What do you think, according to Google or Wikipedia, whoever pulled up what it says? That category. What do you call them? Anybody want to guess? No. It says large numbers. How simple can... I thought it'd be some kind of a word. They don't even have a word for it. Large numbers. So back, quit looking at your phones. I see a couple of you. Dude, wait till you get home, okay? I'm just kidding. All right. But it says large numbers. Back then, 1,000 was the largest. They didn't have a million. They didn't have a billion. They didn't have a trillion. Who would have thought our deficit would be anyway? It was unknown to them. So that's why somebody said 10,000. That was an astronomical. And who said infinity or infinite? That was a thought. When he said 10,000, he didn't mean, quote, 10,000, not 10,001. The thought is it's infinite. And I looked at it, just to give you some, it was an interesting study to me. 2 Chronicles 14:9 speaks of 1,000,000. How much is 1,000,000? 1,000,000. Daniel 7:10 speaks a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000,000s ministered unto him. How many is 1,000,000s? Millions. Again, they didn't have the word million, so they used 1,000. It's interesting to me. It may not mean anything to you. And then he says, and 10,000 times 10,000s stood before him. Well, 10,000 times 10,000, I had to calculate that. You know how many that is for you geniuses? 100,000,000. 10 times 10 is 100. 1,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000. 100,000,000. That's in Daniel. Proverbs 5:11. 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands. Again, infinite. Revelation 9:16. 200,000,000. That's 200,000,000. Well, the thought is here, it's innumerable, it's infinite. Paul said, rather than speaking an infinite number of words that could not be understood, I would rather just say 5 words that you could easily understand. And I thought of a few 5 words that could easily be understood, that it would mean something to somebody, then somebody that just spoke with diarrhea of the mouth and they understand, nobody understood what he's saying. 5 words. Jesus Christ died for you. God loves you so much. 5, but powerful, strong but powerful words. And that's what Paul was saying. I'd rather say 5 words that means something than 10,000s that absolutely means nothing, body. And by the way, not just speaking in tongues, we could use that application today. Sometimes, and I tell this to our preacher boys, our young preacher boys, sometimes the less said, the better. Not only that goes just for preaching, that goes for youans out there, okay? Sometimes the less said, when you go to help somebody, console somebody, they don't need to hear what all happened to you. You go to console them and, well, I know, but let me tell you what happened. You think you're doing, you're just there to help. Are you following? And you just go on and on, and you're like Job's friends, and I wish you just, Job actually, you were helping me more when you just sat there, when you just start talking. And that's what Paul, it's so much better if we just speak less. Matter of fact, James talks about that. It's better, you ought to listen twice as much as you speak. Okay, James kind of mentions great, great lesson, not just Paul was teaching them back then, 2000, but for us today to put into practice. Verse number 20. Notice this word, brethren. He used this word often in the book of 1 Corinthians. Many, many times he used that because in the book of 1 Corinthians, he's correcting them over a lot of their faults, but yet he reminds them, we're brothers and sisters. We're still to love one another. But brethren, calling it back, we're one in Christ because of Jesus. Be not children in understanding. Go with me back, 1 Corinthians number 13, chapter 13, verse number 11. Flip back one chapter. When he says, be not children in understanding. We're to mature. Matter of fact, back in 1 Corinthians 3, he said that you're still babes in Christ. Remember? He said, you're still on milk. By now, you should be eating meat. So back in 1 Corinthians 3, he called them babes in Christ. You should be fully mature.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.